Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. It's Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. With me, of course, this morning, Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Brian Morton, and special guest in studio with us, show producer Ann Thomas. The boss is in, guys.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
time
what
to
a treat.
Party.
Good morning.
Good
nice to
us,
see
Ann.
Everyone.
You're used to this morning routine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got it down. Brian, we know you do too.
No, you never get used to this.
You never get used to it. Who are we kidding, right? We're still working on it, guys.
That's right.
Listen, does this count as our first day with snow on the ground? We got a little accumulation. There was a dusting
was
this morning that made its way overnight onto the ground, and looks like it's sticking. I think that's official.
I loved it.
Love it. 'Tis the season. All right, overnight news. Donald Trump running again on the promise to make America great again. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Another 2 years.
It'll be interesting, that is for sure. It will not, there'll never be a dull moment. We can count on that.
He's
getting a head start, too. The election starting for him, effectively, or at least his run for the election starting now. And as I said, oh boy, here we go. World's population, I don't know if you guys caught this or not, now officially eclipsing 8 million people on our beloved planet Earth. And Artemis 1 just left the Earth. Artemis 1, the NASA spaceship, headed to the moon, lifted off with no people on board, no humans on board, but three mannequins, NASA calls Moonikins, by the way.
Official
name of those three mannequins making their way to the moon, going to go into orbit around the moon. This particular first mission of Artemis 1 will go in orbit around the moon for a couple of days and then come back. It's a test flight. Next flight, humans going to orbit. The third flight in the Artemis program, people back on the moon.
Man and woman.
Here we go, right? Here we go.
That just launched this morning.
It did.
Not that long
ago. I think it was 157, 147,
yeah,
as I recall.
That's great. After a few months delay.
You know, it was concerning. Yes,
yeah.
There were delays. One last thing I want to mention, economic news. Americans now running further behind on credit card debt. The most significant jump in credit card debt in 15 years. What is this a signal of? I don't know. Higher prices, things costing more, running up more debt, perhaps. Maybe not enough cash laying around, so you go to the credit card. It could be a harbinger of tough times ahead. We'll see. I did read, by the way, Goldman Sachs now saying the recession should be relatively mild and short. By the middle of the year, next year, we might see things beginning to turn around. In happy news and fun news, Mark, you've got a report on the Grammys. You come from the entertainment world, the music world specifically. Mark, you know a thing or two about this.
Oh, a lot of fun. 2023 Grammys, February 5th. The nominees all came out last night. Got Beyonce taking the lead with 9 nominations. And then we followed by Kendrick Lamar with 8 and Adele and Brandi Carlile and my good friend Mary J. Blige with 6.
Your good friend because you worked on a record with her, didn't you?
Yeah, we won a Grammy back in 06 working with Aretha.
Mark, there he goes name dropping again.
Honestly.
Aretha.
Good times.
Mary J. Blige. Mark, it's really... Let me ask you a quick question. What do you think of music today? You look at this field of Grammy nominations. Music certainly, like all things in life, changes over time. You like it?
I love it. A lot of different genres that are really good.
Yeah.
I think you have to be open.
When you were laying the music down before, you were using, was it ADAT? Or what is the technology? Not that we need to get too technical.
Tape.
But everything was very organic,
tape.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the harmonies were sung as harmonies, individual harmonies, and nothing was perfect. There was not a lot of repetitive pre-cam, push the button, I'll put this here, push the button, I'll put that there. It was really much more organic, and so music was not as, you know, maybe as crisp, but it was so authentic.
Yeah.
You know?
And now they've learned how to combine all that, right? Live musicians with, you know, loops and tracks. And
yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
It's amazing. Beyonce, wow.
Yeah.
Leading the pack again. Unbelievable. A star is a star. Right? Star's
yeah.
a star. I mean, that's a legitimate star. And then some. And then we've got, it's, you know, speaking of 'tis the season, a little snow on the ground. Time to light that Christmas tree here.
Absolutely. As soon as I was driving down to the Fisher Building today, I was like, oh, it's on. Christmas is coming.
It's on. It's coming.
It's
I can't
coming.
Believe Thanksgiving next week.
Thanksgiving I mean, next week. Yeah. Thanksgiving. I just got my turkey, so I feel like it's actually happening. And Friday's the tree lighting in downtown Detroit in Campus Martius.
That's always a big event.
It's going to cool. be great. That's... Have you guys ever been?
I was there once.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time. Yeah.
Have you been to the ice skating?
I haven't, yeah. but I've seen it. And that's really cool.
It's so
right?
fun.
It's cool.
It's so fun. Yeah, so Friday, Campus Martius, tree lighting. It's going to be beautiful. They say get here early so that you can see it.
It's crowded.
It's crowded.
The light, it's festive.
Yeah, the lights go on at 7. Right. The food trucks will be out.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Cool.
Yeah, live entertainment, food trucks.
Fun stuff, guys.
It'll be great.
Looking forward to all of that. All right, we're going to run to a break, but you can count on us being back right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Stick with us.